This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting us coming up with racehorse names. Our guest today is the comedian and our friend, Kyle Kinane. With me, as always, Sean Jordan, David Bory, both comedians. I'm your host, Ian Carmel. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that recently discovered that there is, in fact, a South Dakota theme bar in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, man. Buff Black Hills Nachos.
That's what they're called?
Something like
Black
that.
Black Hills Nachos.
That sounds like not what it is.
Black Hills Nachos sounds like a meal you buy exclusively at like a gas station.
It sounds like a rapper that might be gay, you know? Like that Odd Future crew.
Sounds like something your uncle would call a rapper who might be gay.
You know.
He's one of those Black Hills Nachos, you know what I mean?
It's one of them.
Nacho girlfriends, you know what I mean? He doesn't like ladies.
He just break it all the way down until they're very clear. I don't think he likes girls. They had little tri-tip bites or whatever, tri-tip steak bites, and Zach looks at me and goes, "You think this is Chislic?" And I was like, I bet it is.
Was it Chislic?
He didn't get it, that chump.
Steak nuggets.
I mean, you could have got it, right?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I got the hot sauce chicken sandwich.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this.
The new item that was called a hot sauce chicken sandwich. Anyway.
Kyle, the area you live in right now is where my dad moved shortly after the divorce. So I have a lot of strong...
Oh, really?
I have a lot of strong sense memories.
He hates it over there.
I don't hate it. I just have like very strong memories of sleeping on a leather couch.
Well, ooh, that's the worst couch to sleep
come
on.
Come visit me and we can get you right back into those memories. Because I'm definitely getting looked at by the neighbors like, oh man, somebody hit some hard times. I'm like, no, this is my first house. I'm not divorced at all.
No, doing great.
I'm actually super happy to be in this neighborhood. Things are going great.
I love that you're firmly putting roots down in Portland now.
Oh, so do I, man.
I do look like a divorcee. It is a lot of just old Motley Crue being real loud out of the garage.
Yeah.
Just working on like an e-bike or something. What are you working on in the garage?
Yeah, time to start slanging it again now that she's gone.
He's got a skateboard back there. I'll tell you that. I saw the board.
I didn't move. I just moved in the stuff that looks like I had a son that I lost custody of. That's the only things I've moved in so far.
He's coming back.
He lives in Pittsburgh, but this keeps it so he also lives here. So it's cool.
I'm going to get him during summers, but he wanted to go to summer camp this summer. So I'll get him spring break.
God, I had to spend 2 weeks with my dad one time who lived in the same town, and it was just horrible. Wow. Horrible. He had me for 2 weeks, like custody.
I bet this
custody.
Is going to be a really sad story.
This is the sad episode.
This is
also, that means the other 50 weeks of the year you avoided your dad who lived in the same town.
It was every other weekend. He bailed a lot. So it was mostly him avoiding it. But yeah, 2 weeks. This isn't funny. Yeah. None
of this. I can tell where it's going.
It's not going to be funny.
He took me to a dog fight.
There was that time I thought I saw my dad at the grocery store, but he ducked in the back real quick.
Turned out somebody left a leather Notre Dame jacket on a 7-foot-tall pile of Mountain Dews.
It's about right.
I spend every other weekend in Kyle's neck of the woods. For quite a while.
How was that?
Yeah, man.
That's fantastic. It's a lovely little area. You can get up to Multnomah Village real easy. And that's cute. Yeah. That's a cute little weekend.
Did your divorced dads like, well, Sean, I think I know your answer. Ian, was it like fun? Was divorced dad like,
no.
Well, I got to be the most fun now because I only got you on the weekend.
It was for a while. You know, he got like a Super Nintendo. We'd go on little trips and everything like that. But eventually, it just turns into a lot of you like hanging out over there. But because he was a divorced dad, he got the premium cable. So that's where I first like discovered softcore pornography.
Oh, Red Shoe Diaries?
Red Shoe Diaries, Emmanuel, Queen of the Galaxy. Man, everything Emmanuel that was popping on like Cinemax.
What couldn't she do?
Everything. She was Marvel before Marvel. She was like doing stuff on Earth. They took her to outer space.
The MCU for me is the Emmanuel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
those movies went from like, oh, this lady's naked, like, oh, she has to bang the whole Belarusian army. Like, this doesn't seem consensual. This isn't good.
I remember a softcore porn so vividly, this particular one, where at some point they turned her pubic hair into, basically locusts ate off a woman's green pubic hair in a softcore pornography. Like she was part plant. She was like poisoned ivy from the Batman universe. And they had locusts eat her pubic hair.
At some point, you can't.
I don't think you're watching porn.
Upset that we were like, let's plot.
No, there was some early 80s. It wasn't made for basic cable pornography. It was just some weird shit from the 70s that they could edit out. There was a a Cinderella, except instead of a glass slipper, she had a. It is so early here, and Rachel's just trying to sleep in the other room.
Instead of the mice, it was a bunch of Black Hills nachos.
Black Hills nachos.
That man who spent 2 weeks with his father is Sean Jordan. Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. Sean to microphone. Sean to replay.
My Comedy Central set came out yesterday. So it is on. It's available. It's on all my socials. It's on their socials. So check that out. Share it if you can. It would mean the world to me. Everybody who listens to this show shares it. It'll go viral and I will cry. And if you want to see me work on my hour that I'll be recording for my upcoming album and special, you can come see me August 18th and 19th. I will be at the Comedy Corner Underground in Minneapolis, Minnesota. August 25th, I will be at Boss's Comedy Club in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. September 6th, I will be at the Capitol Hill Comedy Bar in Seattle, Washington. And then that will culminate in a recording October 29th at Mississippi Studios, Portland, Oregon. I'm thrilled about it. There's few tickets available for that. I'm going to have other shows here and there, but right now those are the big road dates. So grab tickets for those. I would be super, super happy if you did. And also smile and love yourself because everybody rules.
For God's sake, David Bohr is here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. 1 hour more awake than the rest of us. So we're counting on him.
I'm wide awake, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it, bro.
I'm doing great. I raced some boats last night at the lake. I'm feeling good.
Your remote control boats?
Your little boat fleet? Yeah.
Ooh.
They're now regular boats.
No, we could start talking about this. You got RC boats?
Listen, man, sick. Hold on 1 second.
They're sick, dude. And they're just sitting on his counter, too, like on display. It's real dank. Yeah.
I'm about that life.
Dude, it's amazing. It's so much fun. You just whipping and like, I hit a couple kids, but nobody was mad.
Nice.
No, can't be mad.
They're excited. It's a toy.
Yeah. They're like, they like to see you playing with a toy. They're asking their dads when they can get one.
Are you pulling up on other dudes who also have RC boats? Or?
No, there's never any. I'm the only guy. Yeah. Or me and my friends, because I got three.
Do you ever want to go on like Reddit and find an RC boating community and see if you can infiltrate it?
The little bit that I've dabbled in, no, I don't want to be friends with them.
It gets too technical.
I had to get some new batteries and I went to the hobby store and the guy straight up sunned me. Like I came in like
Dog.
A,
oh yeah.
I came in like a fucking rube. I had him in my pocket and I was like, I need longer battery life out of these boats. And the guy was like, actually these are all proprietary connectors. And I was like, oh, I've had sex with a woman. I'll punch you in the face.
If you're trying to get 3S, you're going to need a brushless motor because otherwise the heat's going to heat feet up. So if you want to get a servo to operate a fan, then you can
That's
go
how
lock
I know
it
this
down.
Is happening.
You can
to you.
Bump up to 3S.
Brush and brushless. Brush and brushless. Oh, my God. The guy was like, I mean, if you want to get a soldering iron, you can get it done. But, I mean, I wouldn't suggest it. And I'm like, dude, I came all the way out here. I'm in the fucking suburbs. Just give me some goddamn batteries.
Sir, you work at a toy store and I'm childless. Just give me the thing to make these run.
Yeah, we're both in a place we don't want to be at.
Driving these till they sink.
Meet me where I'm at. God damn it.
Are you in the RC world, Kyle? What's your weapon of choice?
I got deep into I got cars, man. I got lots of cars.
I can tell.
It's more fun to break them and fix them because you get to feel like a little mechanic.
Yeah.
Like driving them's pretty fun, but then I got one that'll go like 70 miles an hour and just you can fly it off a ramp that fast and it most likely will survive.
Invite me to come play with your cars.
I'll be up there in like 2 weeks. Invite me to come play with your cars. I got nothing to do.
I want to play with the cars,
all right,
man.
Come, guys, I got a house. I'm living like Tom Hanks and Big. It's just a house full of toys over
and
in South
porch.
Portland.
Are you gas or electric, though?
Electric. I don't mess around with the gas stuff.
Yeah, it seems like not the move.
Because of the environment.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's a difficult choice. You know, to take a long look in the mirror.
Got eco-friendly hobbies.
I have to get these dates off or else I can't afford more remote control boats.
Out of bed.
That's what this is all for.
Gotta keep yourself in boats.
I got a bunch of them for you, fucking goons. Birmingham, Alabama, August 30th.
Bam-a-lam.
Asheville, North Carolina, August 31st. Philadelphia, September 6th. Chattanooga, Tennessee, September 7th. Raleigh, North Carolina, September 10th. Austin, Texas, September 12th. Denver, September 21st through 23rd for High Plains. Indianapolis, Indiana, September 29th. Morgantown, West Virginia, October 1st. St. Louis, Missouri, October 13th and 14th. New York City, October 21st. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, October 26th. Minneapolis, October 27th and 28th. You can find all of those at bringdavidaplate.com. Come to the aluminum foil tour. DM me a picture of a plate you made. And if it's something great, I'll pick you to bring it to the show and I'll eat that plate. Not in front of you because, you know, I was raised right, but in my hotel room alone while I listened to myself on Comedy Central.
This is such a flex.
Kyle's been there.
You're having a contest to have someone bring you a plate of food that you're going to eat privately later.
Yeah.
Which means people will lose a contest to bring you food. Somebody's going to come in third and be like,
yeah,
well,
some
I guess
of,
I can't.
Some of the plates, I'm going to be like, I don't like that one.
I can't cook David dinner.
I'm most likely going to eat it the next day in the car on the way to the next gig anyways. Mm-hmm, but yeah, absolutely. So I'll probably refrigerate it. But, you know, yeah. So send those over. Go see those dates. More dates coming. It's going to be great. I would love to see you. My stand-up is 7.5 out of 10, trying to get that to a 9 by this time this tour is over.
You're a funny man. God. Definitely going to get there.
I feel similar, David.
Morgantown is where it's going to happen.
I think you're all 10 out of 10, almost every single time I see you.
I appreciate that.
Last night I was a solid 4.
Been there.
That's why I threw the safety almost in, just in case.
Yeah.
I've been a solid 4 before.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good.
It does not feel good.
Sometimes I like it when you get to that point, though, where you're like, oh, this is just going to be a 4 set. And then we're just...
you just kind of
know it. I know it. And we're just going to... I'm going to say all the ones I wanted to say. And you're not... You're going to laugh at it.
Yeah. No, I saw everybody before me do real well. I saw them. I was here. Yeah. I know it's a good show. I can't blame anybody else.
Where was it?
I was at the Good Foot.
Okay. Little dance club where the kids go.
Doing the bad thing.
Everybody did great. Well, you know what? Talking to 24-year-olds, doing a new 15 minutes about buying a house in front of 24-year-olds.
Yeah.
Dude.
Whatever, you fuddy-duddy.
That are drinking fanny pack rum at the bar. It's not the most relatable stuff.
Dude, the Goodfoot has a DJ on stage with you. It's full of kids. It's a tough one, like, to do old guy stuff.
A show here in
LA.
Let
me tell you about asbestos abatement, youngsters.
It's a it's fixed for 10 years, but it goes adjustable after that. So you want to really get as much of the nut off as possible.
Adjust these nuts, Gramps. That's what I think they said.
I did this show in LA here that was like, it was the comedian who ran it. It was like lovely, but it was like LGBTQ themed. I was the one straight white dude in his late 30s, like on the entire show. Everybody else was terminally fucking cool. And and like some of them were barely doing stand up. Everyone but me was gay. And I went up there and tried to do just my, like, I just got back from my honeymoon to Italy. Fucking like 7 minutes of jokes, and I have never felt older in my entire life. It was fucking kids. And all the kids are at least bi now, and I don't have anything to talk. And they all want to talk about it, and I have nothing to say.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, a freedom we weren't allowed.
No,
it's like everybody's a sophomore in college now.
Everybody, that's fucking. That's. I mean, the whole world is like going through freshman year.
Hey,
that's,
God bless him, man.
It did Molly. Yeah. Put a soft dick in my mouth. Everybody's cool. Oh my God. Well, best of luck to you guys. The world's tough out there for you, but
you'll have a good summer, though. It's going to be a good summer.
Yeah. When you're broke and can't afford to do anything else, I guess just fucking everything you can is the only source of enjoyment.
Not according to my 20s.
Soft dicks and fanny pack.
No, according to my, is drinking a pallet of beer and then falling asleep somewhere.
There you go. That was my 20s and early 30s.
Yeah.
Kyle Kinane is here at Kyle Kinane on Twitter, at Kyle Kinane on Instagram, at Kyle Kinane on TikTok as well.
Yeah, I think so.
The man of the cross.
Somebody else handles that for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's the dream.
Yeah.
Where can people see your lovely face?
Montreal, Sacramento Punchline with Mr. Sean Jordan right there.
Ooh, it's going to get buck.
Wait, you're going to be in Montreal?
Yeah.
Me too, man. Let's get some beers. Right.
Let's Mon get dude. Silly about it. Yeah. Sacre bleu. Remember? Ian, do you remember when we were there and we couldn't tell, like, because everything in Montreal is a silly joke for the festival, and that woman just fell in the lobby of the hotel, and we thought she was like a mime or something. We're like, "Juste pour rire," and then all these people went to help her, and we just laughed at a woman who fell down real hard.
She needed medical attention
because we thought it was like a prank. We thought it was
a French Canadian clown doing a prank call.
This baby has a mustache. You know, we thought it was gonna be that, and it was just a lady that got hurt.
I've confused those two a bunch of times. You'd be surprised.
To say it wasn't funny is not the same as saying it was a joke. You know?
Yeah.
We laughed. It was funny.
Well, right.
It wasn't sanctioned.
Everything happening, it's a truly awful situation. I mean, like, once you surrender yourself to it, it's pretty fun. But you're like, there are pranks in pratfalls happening fucking everywhere. Like, everywhere at every moment in Montreal.
I saw twins, and I was like, all right, what's this going to be?
Yeah.
And they were just twins.
Is there still the meat market bar? Is that a still thing that happens at Montreal where there's like the bar everybody goes to and like the industry's buying drinks, or is that out now too?
This is my first time going since I was a new face. I hope not. The industry's over, right?
Yeah, it's over.
I've never been.
To Canada?
Been to Canada.
Get a passport, you hillbilly.
Get a passport, you hillbilly.
I have one, Dave.
All right. Hey.
Not a lot of stamps
Start
on her.
Start small, Canada.
Not a lot of stamps on her, but I got them.
Also, No Accounting for Taste, the only other podcast in the world.
The only other one with old Shinunu.
With
Shinunu Turu.
Old Jury Duty Torres.
Jury Duty Torres.
Holy the Black buckets. Hills Nacho himself, Shane Torres.
The comedy jorts, Shane Torres.
Sad Leroy Frown.
I'm gonna be at the comedy jorts in November, actually. So get those tickets as well, please.
Trom Hanks.
I do festivals for the clothing.
I threw Optimus Prime rib in the mix. I don't know if that's been done.
I like that.
That's so great. Oh, they're great.
It's not right when he's not here. I don't feel.
Feel he listens, so but it does. It doesn't feel good. Let me get him on Facebook.
Especially because Shane is like, you know, he'll jab him and Sean. Sean, I don't think you're winning this competition face to face.
Yes, I am.
The UV Shane. I don't think so.
Yes, I. Well, let's
Let's bring him back. Let's bring him back. Nobody else has any feelings on this. I'm the only one. Taking a risk.
Who thinks Shane is going to bury Sean in what? Just a jab contest?
I don't
think
he's burying him. I'm saying when they're face to face, I think Shane kind of gets the upper.
No. No.
It's tricky.
No. I should have won that. Whatever the thing we did in Denver last year, the Century Club show, I won that.
Oh, the power hour? Yeah, you won the drinking contest. That's
half the show, Sean, baby.
You beat Shane in a drinking contest. Nobody saw that coming.
You keep your blade sharp. That was just another festival night for you.
Yeah, it sure was.
My name is Ian Carr. Oh, go on, Cock, please.
I just want to know how many bundt cakes you were making that you got that mold on the ready on the back there.
Dude, bundt cakes.
Oh, yeah.
She stays making bundt cakes. I haven't made any bundt cakes, but my wife fucking bakes, dude. It is a challenge for me constantly at home.
Bunting it up? Okay. I was curious. Like, normally the bundt mold is, like, in the back.
It's no, not.
Who makes it a bundt? What does bundt mean? Is that the shape?
I think it's the shape.
The bundt hole in the middle of it?
Yeah.
The listeners, I'm recording in the kitchen.
The bundt hole?
I'm recording in front of Dana's baking rack, and it's
there's no visual to this.
There's a cannelé mold right up there, dude. It gets even weirder. A copper, so she can make the French pastry cannelés. Me maintaining even a somewhat healthy weight I'm in for the fucking fight of my life, dude. I'm like putting my hands in candles while she's letting pies cool on windowsills.
People usually pay for that. That's pretty cool. Dude,
it's
you could just drip the wax on yourself if you're into that kind of, you're doing it wrong, man.
Yeah, going to get put a little leather glove on the candle and then drip the wax on yourself. You save yourself $800.
She's been having her throwing boots at my crotch. I didn't know she could just step on them.
I got a plank on kind of a seesaw thing, and I catapulted a boot into my own dick.
It's so hard to be single and into kink. You really got to do it yourself. Going to the neighbors to see if they can throw some baby powder down my latex bodysuit because I can't get out of it again.
Could you unzip me? I'm so sorry.
I just need a zip.
That strap goes, that crosses over.
Just calling up customer service lines and getting into fights with them so they call you names.
You just have to think your safe word. You really don't need to say it. You're just like,
you're doing work from home customer service work for Netflix. So people will call you. You're like jacking off while there's internet outages.
Well, some guy's like, I can't watch Survival of the Thickest.
That's why Hulu fired me, dude.
I'll tell you about it. Vanderpump Rules.
You piece of shit. You overcharged me on my account. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. For that, I just added another $5 a month.
I'll fucking kill you. Oh, okay.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, man, it could get dark.
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel. Did you get all your dates out, Kyle? I'm sorry.
KyleKinane.com. It's the calendar's there.
Ian Carmel across platform, TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I hate to admit, I'm having fun on TikTok now. Not posting stand-up. That is still agonizing. But I'm making silly little videos.
Really?
That I don't care if anyone likes. And I'm having a good time with it.
Have fun. Who gives
Do you edit them?
Not really.
I never looked at it. I don't. It's too loud when
I'm
going turn it
zero.
On.
I'm going zero effort. And just like that. If something silly makes me giggle, I'll put it on there. It'll get 200 views and I keep it moving. I'm doing stand-up comedy out there in the world right now. Kyle, Sean, myself, and Shane Brendan. We'll be doing a show, a benefit show in Portland, Oregon on August 15th at the Star Theater. All the proceeds going to the Crayon Kids Theater Company, a nonprofit children's theater in Portland, Oregon.
Is this like a Black Hill Nacho thing?
It's the Black Hill Nachos. Yeah, we're going to be doing a Black Hill Nacho review.
We're going to Buffalo Gap afterwards.
Crayon Kids feels like an insult.
Crayon Kids. It's a crayon with a K and then a kids with a K. So the temptation to make it Carmel for Crayons Kids was there, but I opted not to do it.
Sounds like a bunch of Jerry's Kids to me. Is that a term? You probably shouldn't use that anymore.
Jerry's Kids? Oh,
do you remember that?
Oh, we didn't terrible say that. Palsy?
Yeah. It's yeah. Saying something.
That was awful.
I never knew what it was, but it wasn't a good thing
wait
to say.
Wait till the Reddit gets a hold of this.
When I hear Jerry, to me, that means a bunch of fucking Nazis, dude. The Jerrys.
Oh, the Jerrys. Yeah. Do people call them that?
That's what they called the British people called the Germans in World War II. WW2, the big one.
Oh, I'm going to bring that back.
Anyway, there won't be any Nazis on stage while we're doing the comedy for adults for kids. A little fundraiser in Portland. For this children's theater who lost their rehearsal space. So comedy for a good cause. If there's still tickets available as of this dropping, snap those up. Come out and have a great night with some of your pals. Watch us get drunker throughout the evening.
Sure will.
And then leave.
For kids.
For kids. We're going to be doing it for kids. And then I have other dates. I'm going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia, November 30th through December 3rd.
I'm going to come.
At the House of Comedy, potentially, with Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Have you run past the old lady yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't lose. I mean, I just got to have somewhere to stay, but I'm in.
We have a condo. You'll be sleeping with me.
Bruv.
In my bed, dude.
Man. Yeah, I just surged. I got a surge of energy. That's dank. I'm going
come
for sure.
Come see your boys in Vancouver, British Columbia, dude. Up in Canada
stamp
with our passports. House of Comedy. Big room, big room. Mm-hmm. And then I will be in Austin, Texas, at the Vulcan Gas Company, I believe it's called.
Yeah, that's it.
December 8th through 9th in Austin, Texas. Four shows. It's going to be Hanukkah. I'm going to be doing a Hanukkah-themed stand-up comedy show. Come see me.
They love that in Texas.
Yeah. Every time I do a comedy show, it's a Hanukkah-themed comedy show. It's a miracle it goes on for as long as it does. Come out. We're going to have a good time. I'll be in Austin, Texas. Those tickets should be available soon and more dates on the way, y'all sweethearts. But we are gathered here today not to hear about Hanukkah-themed stand-up shows, but to fantasy draft racehorse names.
Patreon chose it.
Patreon chose it. The Patreon said they wanted to hear us draft racehorse names, and they get what they want, baby. Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Kyle wins. Kyle an unnatural victory. It's a scissors against two rocks. Kyle, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it's incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, we'll remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's a great question.
It's like a roadie. Well, you've ever seen a roadie wrap up an extension cord? They do it this crazy way where they go like backward. They'll like roll it over their thumb and then they flip it around and go backwards almost. So you can just unravel the cord and it's in one straight line. So it's kind of like that. You roll it up a little bit, you twist it, you roll it backwards the other way, you twist it, roll it backwards the same way that you were going and twist it and so forth until it's all rolled up.
I've rolled up a cord like that and you were like, whoa, roadie
dude, it's
shit.
It's so hard to do. So many roadies it's have showed me how to do it. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
It's really.
No, that's not it, Kyle.
Intuitive.
They switch it, though. It's like a figure eight or something. Anyway, that's
so many roadies. How many roadies are you? Are you hanging out with a lot of roadies?
No, come on, I love roadies. This guy?
Probably five or six different roadies have showed me how to do it. And roadie is a loose term. I'm talking kids that have been on tour with a band and stuff. I mean, I know that's what a roadie is, but not talking like Poison's roadie or anything.
Have you met Poison's roadie?
No, I don't think I've ever met like a legit roadie.
Sean didn't see ICP by buying tickets and going through the front door.
yes, I did.
He almost famoused himself through the side door.
No. I bought tickets with money I earned at Hy-Vee grocery store, and I went in through the front door with my best friend at the time, and I got Faygo all over me, and I never washed the shirt until I had to throw it away.
I'm betting the funneling of money earned at Hy-Vee into the Juggalo universe is just as much as everybody expects.
I'll tell you what. I think
unsurprisingly
some
high
stolen
amount of money.
Stolen money from Hy-Vee might even find its way into the Juggalo universe.
I think some whipped cream stolen from the Hy-Vee might find its way into the Juggalo universe.
First place I ever whipped it was in the back of, was in the Hy-Vee dairy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You know, the whipped cream whippets.
Whipped cream whippets?
You whip it. I did a whip it.
Oh, I thought you meant jack it off.
No, that's not the first place I peed off. My bedroom. My
I was
bedroom,
like,
David.
Whoa.
I didn't go out into the wild and beat off for the
in
first
the
time.
Freezer. My man loves a challenge.
An Arctic blast.
Yeah, I had all the milk watching. No, I was in my bedroom.
There was milk in there.
We're back to that fetish talk we had before.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be a pretty milky situation for me to finish.
Kyle, basically what that means is if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I would start with David.
David first.
Then let's go Sean, and then we'll go you, and then we'll go me.
And then
is that okay?
Kyle's last.
I'm never going to understand this for as many times as I'm on the show.
It's going to come together. It's all going
to
come together.
Because we make it so hard to understand.
Yeah.
I've came up with all my choices at 7 a.m.
I love it.
So yeah,
same,
that's what.
Same.
Yeah. Not my most comedic hour.
David, you have the first pick, and we're going to get to it right after this short break.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. It is early. It's early.
That was an early morning one for sure.
It's early. I don't know why we're doing this so early. I keep forgetting. Keep forgetting. We're not in love.
I had an hour.
Around schedules.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got out. Fucking David, dude. It's your fucking pick, bro. David, it's your first pick, dude.
Pick number one. So this happened to me.
Sorry to interrupt. These are fictional racehorse names we're making up. I got a host. We're making up fictional racehorse names. You are on the clock.
Chili Willy Snowflake.
Nice.
It was because during pandemic, you know, we all had a liquor store we went too much to during pandemic. And the guy one time, I was at the liquor store and I was buying Hennessy. And the guy was like, "Here you go. I know how you guys like it. Chili Willy Snowflake." And I was like, "Did you just call me a Black Hills nacho?" No, it felt racist for sure. But it was really funny, and I think about it a lot. So, Chili Willy Snowflake.
Does anyone drink Hennessy cold? I thought it's warm.
He said, "Us guys like it, Chili Willy Snowflake." Don't know what you girls do.
Yeah, was it a white guy? Was it a white guy working there?
No, it was some. I think he's from a tumultuous region.
You don't know the toppings on the nacho.
A region of dispute?
I think it maybe used to be called something different than it's called now.
Yugoslavia?
South.
Myanmar?
The Congo?
No, up from there.
This guessing game means we all get in trouble.
Yeah, that's how I like you. Now we're all in dark waters.
Chili Willy Snowflake. So your horse is named after what sounds like a cocaine dealer from an 80s movie? Yeah.
Cocaine in an 80s movie? Some of that Chili Willy Snowflake.
You hear it. Here it comes in the back straight. Chili Willy Snowflake. Yay! I bet him to show.
A horse being named that.
That's how I do. I bet like three horses to show. I don't really bet for the win.
Have you gambled on horse racing before?
Bunch. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. Yeah. In San Francisco or in Oakland, they used to have dollar beers and hot dogs on Sundays. So yeah, I love horse gambling.
Dude, I used to bartend at Portland Meadows every now and again. It's fun to try to. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, but you just bet. You bet on anything.
I don't bet to win. I just bet to place or show because then you got better odds. And it's like people don't realize the track is kind of fun. There's kids. It's
so fun. It's a horse. I mean, it's a horse track, and it's such an event. And it's not like it's not normal. So it feels like you're doing something crazy.
I'd do the same thing if humans did it. If we just had like human races.
If the horses trip and fall, they shoot them right there.
That's
wild.
My favorite part.
I went to Santa Anita and we like one horse fell and they're like, "He's fine." And then they just had the screen up around on the track. And we went with Rachel's friend who's already kind of like, "I don't know. I don't really like the cruelty." Like, "No, it's fine." And then another horse fell the same day and her friend's crying. And we're like, "I don't think we can go to the horse races anymore."
It's crazy that they really do.
Stop being fun.
Murk them. Like they break their leg and they're like, "All right, we get the screen out." They murk them and then they just make it disappear.
Bro, that place is a sausage. Santa Anita is like a fucking slaughterhouse, dude. It's crazy. So many horses die there.
Not the most fun track.
No, but the nachos are cheap.
Don't ask what's on them.
Don't ask.
Farm to table or, you know, track to plate. I don't know how we're calling it here.
Track to stall. It's real artisanal there. Chili Willy Snowflake. Sean Jordan, what do you name in your racehorse, baby?
First pick is the main event, but Maine is obviously Mane. My friends.
Like a water main?
The main event coming down. You know, the violin bow on the back of a horse's neck. You see the main event.
Oh.
You ever thought about using mane and tail shampoo, Sean Jordan?
I don't wash my hair.
Here we are.
Do you condition?
No, I do nothing.
You got to condition, bro.
So when they go get it cut, they say if you go long enough, you don't have to do that stuff. But I don't know. I don't do it. It makes my shit too fluffy. I don't like it.
I'd like you with some fluffy hair. I think you should go full George Michael, like big fluffy hair, dude.
Freedom 90.
You gotta hit those kids. You know what I mean? Because we're getting older.
I thought Michael Cera. I was like, Michael Cera?
Oh,
no, George Michael. Yeah.
No, it makes it too. I mean, I always got a hat on anyways, but it just puffs it up. I don't like it. I don't like the whole
fluff
thing.
Fluff it out, dude. Acid wash denim jacket, big fluffy hair, blonde tips. Go out there. Do stand up like that.
Next live AFE would do, I'll do that. How about
you're
that?
You look like you're at a Tiffany concert.
Yeah, oh, dude. Maybe I'll do it for one of the High Plains shows. I'll do that. It'll be fun.
High Plains Drifter. Oh, I'll be a High Plains too. Well, I'll be a High Plains.
Yeah, man. The main event. The main event's coming around the corner. Main event. I think the main event. I could see the main event winning. Rolls off the tongue. The main event.
The main event.
Wasn't that an and one player also?
Yes. Right? Yeah, I think so.
I mean, different spellings, maybe.
Yeah. Well, he didn't, you know, he didn't do the pun.
Great fucking riff, David.
It's all right. It's all right. We don't have it today. That's okay. You don't. We don't always have it. You know what I mean?
We don't have it today.
I feel like I got a couple hits. You couple got
it. 9 a.m.
Everyone's got it.
It's our banker's hours.
It's banker. Yeah, exactly. We should be in fucking Dockers right now, sipping a bad black coffee, farting, just farting into it.
Hey, you're saying picks, dude. You're saying picks.
Bad black coffee.
Bad black coffee. Bad black coffee. Bad Leroy Frown. I'm going to my first pick here. I'm moving on to my first pick, and I'm taking Rhonda.
That's a sturdy name.
So it's a sturdy name.
I like it that your horse sounds like it smokes cigarettes.
Rhonda's not breaking her leg. Rhonda might not win the race, but Rhonda's not fucking, they're not pulling up that curtain around Rhonda, dude. No. Rhonda's finishing that track.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rhonda's out there smoking a cigarette, maybe smoking underdog. A couple of cigarettes. Yeah, underdog. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rhonda wasn't even supposed to be in the race.
Rhonda bought her saddle at Sears, you know?
Rhonda's kind of paycheck to paycheck, but making it work.
Yeah, Rhonda rides right. You.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhonda rides. You've never seen a horse cough before. Rhonda coughs.
Rhonda's having a cigarette before the race.
All right. Okay.
Shake it off. Shake
man,
it
Jockey's
off.
Got a light at 4, but we know what she wants.
I'm picturing Rhonda with like adult horse braces.
She might. Yeah.
She just wants to look good. She doesn't
most
care.
Most racehorses, you know, they're 3 years old or under. Yeah. And Rhonda's not.
Rhonda's got gum in her hair.
What's Rhonda, like 17?
Rhonda's racing for AARP.
Rhonda's got Nicorette in her tail hair.
Rhonda doesn't mess with horse years. No, Rhonda's just human years old.
Rhonda's got a toenail polish on her hooves, but it's chipping. It's chipping pretty
this?
Hard.
Oh, yeah. This horse like has an eyebrow ring.
Yeah.
I feel like Rhonda's got an ashtray in her car, and it's got ashes and change in it.
And she's got a car, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a car. Little Chevette.
Rhonda's got a 2002 Honda Accord. She keeps working. She keeps it working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Rhonda the racehorse.
Oh, that's kind of, I didn't even think of that. Rhonda the racehorse.
Yeah, that
could
works.
Be a cartoon. That could be a grown-up cartoon.
Well, she dated BoJack. It didn't end well.
No, it did not anymore. I could not watch BoJack. I watched like a couple seasons of BoJack. I recognized the mastery in it. It's wonderful. That show made me so depressed. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I can
so
be
sad
without a cartoon horse.
Oh, my God. It fucking gut punch after gut punch, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch that. All right. Should I give a thing? All right.
Yeah, you got two in a row here.
Yeah, you go back to back.
Oh, I go two in a row?
Yeah.
Serpentine. Yeah.
All right.
Kind of like a roadie if they're like rolling up a cord.
That's a way to think about it. That's one way to think about it.
Okay, here's two. Dwarf Rocket.
Are those two different names or is that one name?
No, it's one. It's just a literal interpretation of what a racehorse is.
It is
a
Dwarf Rocket. You thought of that when you were more tired than you are now? That's great.
Yeah, this all came out of 7 a.m. waiting to hit snooze one more time on the alarm.
Dwarf Rocket. It must be Dwarf so fun Rocket. To be like a little 120-pound dude and sit on the back of a big, powerful creature like that.
I mean, it's your one time to shine. Otherwise, everybody's just reaching over you at the grocery store.
Right.
It must be tough to be in the real world, like after you won like the Kentucky Derby and they're like, do you want a kids menu? And you're like, I'm a world-class athlete.
Well, think about the horse. They can't ever go to Target again. Like they just get mobbed.
Who, the horse?
Yeah. They can't do normal stuff.
They don't have time to go to Target because they're busy boning all the lady horses to make new races.
It's called studding.
Yeah.
do that with other athletes.
And after his vasectomy, Sean can't do it anymore.
Oh, now's the only time I've been bummed about it.
I'll bring it up.
I never put it together that I can't be put out to stud ever again.
I'll bring your vasectomy up for you, dude.
Wait, we'll send you to the glue factory, though.
Oh, I go to the glue factory. You don't need to stud to go to the glue factory, my friend. I get.
You lost a centimeter of your penis, but you gained an hour of stand-up comedy. You're all right, dude. That's what they do, right? They
not worth solder it. Off. I don't think that exchange is worth
it. Is that what it is?
They solder off your penis.
How does that work? Because if you cut off a barrel of a shotgun, it makes it more effective. So I don't know why.
That would, but it sprays.
I love your shotgun science, but I don't know if that's...
It's not small. It's sawed off, baby. It's getting everywhere.
I'm not fertile anymore, but I do have to go in like the beat-off room because it goes everywhere now. It's got a widespread. So, yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
A give and take.
You're like a sprinkler head.
Got to shut it off from the main. I got another one.
Yep. Dwarf rocket and...
Speed beef.
What? Is it?
Speed beef. Speedy beef. Speed beef.
Speed I'm going to call Shane all these. Speed beef?
Yeah.
Were you just thinking of fun stuff to say?
I just knew that people eat horses too. And I was like, I was like, what's horse meat called? Like cow is beef and pig is pork, but what's horse?
I bet they got a word for it in Italian and French.
Yeah, but it's like guar.
I had some horse meat when I was in Italy.
How was it?
Polpetta de cavallo or carne de cavallo.
Translates to speed beef.
I had like caballo. Horse prosciutto.
Pronto caballo, yeah. Horse yeah. prosciutto?
I had like
what is
horse
this?
Prosciutto
horse prosciutto? I cannot wait to yell that as an insult at every wedding I go to for the rest of my life.
Hell is this? Horse prosciutto?
All horse prosciutto.
No, it's chicken.
Wait, how was it? How was the horse?
It's fine. It tastes like meat, dude. You know what I mean? Once you get into the prosciutto zone, which I have been in for...
you stay there, dude.
Ever since I was diagnosed with gout, I've been in the prosciutto zone.
That's where I go to play Italian laser tag. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means.
No, you got it. That was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's great. This is all great. We should do it at 9 a.m. every time.
You get a patent leather hand job in the prosciutto zone. horse meat, man, it just tastes like meat, dude. I don't know why we're so uptight about it here.
I'm not. I would eat it in a heartbeat.
Montreal, you can find yourself some horse meat.
I've never been invited. Thanks for bringing it up again.
You're allowed to go to Montreal. You don't have to wait for a comedy festival, bro. You can go
You're
get a weird bagel.
You're allowed to find some horse meat on your own, in your own neighborhood.
Thanks. I needed to hear it this morning, buds.
You're welcome. Speed beef. Time for my second pick.
All right.
I'm taking Mondo Dookie. Because I feel like you can't get too blue with your horse race names. You know what I mean? You can't put cuss words in it.
You can't call it Big Fucking Hog or something.
You can't, right? I don't know that you can have Big Fucking Hog at the Kentucky Derby, but I do think
Cocksuck.
You can't call your horse Sucked Cock at the Kentucky Derby. But I do,
at least Preakness.
But I do think you can get away with Mondo Dookie. So I do think you can be like have the horse announcer being like, and coming up from behind, Mondo Dookie. I've got a Mondo Dookie coming up from behind, like that kind of, and that would make me giggle.
That is good. It sounds like it's from the Star Wars universe.
Mondo Dookie. If I'm standing there in a seersucker suit drinking a mint julep and I hear somebody yell out Mondo Dookie coming up from behind, I'm gonna laugh, you know?
Makes me feel like that's like Bounty Hunter Boba Fett's cousin who sells weed.
Oh my gosh. I haven't laughed that hard when you just said sucked. That made me laugh so hard. Together, you have to say it slow to get it out.
Sucked. Yeah.
You can't say it fast. You need to say it so slow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, I used to bartend for the Kentucky Derby at Portland Meadows, and I got the VIP tent one time, and it was all older gals. And at the beginning of the derby, they were like handing me tips. And by the end, they were tucking tips into my belt. And I was just like, yeah, go
Whoa,
for it.
Whoa, really?
They were looking to get their hands on a different kind of tip.
Yeah.
They were. A big old beefy South Dakota one. Yeah.
Your wiener.
My daughter's at art class right now.
Oh, art school. Cooker on McGraw. Mondo Dookie. Yeah, I want to hear. I think it'd be funny. And plus, horses take Mondo Dookies, dude.
There's big poops. Big
I've seen horses. Yeah, horses be pooping.
Horse shit's a lot.
It's the only part you remember of a parade as a child.
It's those big dry horse shits.
Like, oh, it's all wild. These people have gathered to honor veterans. Look at that horse take a huge shit in the middle of the street.
You get up at 6 a.m. to go watch horse shit fall out of a horse's butt. You see it happen, too.
It's always funny.
Candy being thrown out not very far from the dropped horse shit. Like, that bit o' honey's too close to them apples.
Yeah,
I want a do-over.
Are you good?
You always have Italian laser tag, pal.
Yeah, you're right. Chantel Jordan, it's time for your second pick.
I just noticed this was a typo, but I kind of like the way it sounds. So my second pick is going to be Thumber. T-H-U-M-B-E-R.
Thumber?
Thumber.
What was the typo? Thumper or Thunder?
Thunder. I was just like going through a stream of consciousness.
You got two letters wrong?
Wait a minute. Do I not know how to spell thunder? No. T-H-U-M-B-E-R was the typo. So M instead of N.
And D instead of B.
I'm sweating. Do I not know how to spell thunder?
Do you think Thunber? You think it's Thunber?
Oh, geez.
Thunber and lightning out there.
Right. No, I missed that for a second.
It's like Thumber. Lightning.
Yes. Yes, I got two letters wrong. And for a second there, I was like, wait, do I not know how to spell thunder?
No, real basic word. You know, it's Thumber and lightning outside.
Yes, Thumber. I just saw that and I thought it was fun to say. So, yeah. Not a huge backstory on it, but it's fun. Thumber.
Create a huge backstory.
No.
Take us on a walk.
Dude, I just started sweating. I just thought I didn't know how to spell thunder because I thought there were two letters wrong. I mean, I did get two letters wrong, but I thought only one of them was wrong on purpose.
You thought this was a caution in the wind situation.
The whole journey. I thought I was like, wait, is it T-H-O-N-D-E-R? What's the other word or letter I got wrong? No. T-H-U-M-B-E-R. Yes, I understand that there's
Speaking
two letters
journey,
in
is
there.
Is the Journeys in Lloyd Center still open? What's going on in Lloyd Center? If it's a Portland-specific mall.
Not a lot, man. It's the skating rink is open. There's the Portland Bridge Club up top. I know because I get my steps in there when it's raining. And then there's a new shoe store that opened. There's a comic book store. Old Navy's gone. Marshall's is gone. Macy's is gone. No, Macy's is still there. A lot of stuff. No, Macy's is gone. A lot of stuff gone.
Abraham Martin and John, dude. Goddamn.
Hot riffs today.
Hot riffs.
But those are just facts. Thumber. Well,
when you come with some fucking heat like Thumber, you know what I mean? The riffs.
It's just
the riffs
fun to say.
No backstory. Let's talk about the Lloyd Center.
Right, moving on.
We'll get back into the puns as soon as I'm...
Here's a horse called Thumber.
Yeah. It was a typo. What do you want? It was a whack
crazy
name.
I can't believe you took my second pick. now I got to pick some other of this bullshit. I think One Chance Fancy is a good name for a horse.
Oh, One Chance Fancy.
Yeah. And also, I love that Reba McEntire music video of a local woman made good because she was a prostitute because her mom made her, but then she made it.
What?
There's a Reba McEntire song called One Chance Fancy about a prostitute who makes good.
Not you never heard of that song?
With sex work.
Her mom takes her to the guy and she's like, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard
here's
that song.
Here's one chance fancy, don't let me down.
I didn't know those were the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh. I like it.
I don't know shit about Reba, dude. It's a huge blind spot for me.
It's okay. It's okay. I started from her television show and worked backwards, but
there's not a lot of people bumping Reba on the way to the Sherry Torah Synagogue.
I get it. It's a great story of redemption, though. If you have time, watch the whole. The video is very. It's one of those videos. It's like a movie. She comes back to town. She's like, I used to live here.
Yeah.
Reba looks like an expensive bird. Reba McEntire.
It also sounds like an expensive bird.
expensive bird. Reba sounds like an expensive bird, isn't it?
No, bruv.
One Chance Fancy. That's a great name. Horse race names, it's fun because they can be full sentences.
They can be so long.
Yeah, it's a whole thought.
Yeah, I like that. My next one, the Pink Panther.
That's fun.
It would be fun. It's a horse. It's a brown horse, but we call it the Pink Panther.
You going to work in some pink like it's Cameron's horse?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like the jockey to be pink if I'm picking.
They do wear fun little outfits.
They're exciting.
Yeah.
Silks.
There's got to be a tailor that just makes little guy horse outfits.
Oh, I bet there's, a jockey-specific tailor, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just going to Dick's Sporting Goods like, oh, I need your jockey section, please. It's not like a soccer jersey. You got to have a guy, you know?
What's the biggest size you could get racing silks in?
Extra medium.
Yeah. Do you think the tailor's small, too?
I hope so. That's because that's a bummer.
It's a full size.
You're like
a
jockey
going in, and there's just like a 6'4" dude.
It's just lower back problems trying to measure the inseam on some dude that's 4'10".
What's the biggest jockey of all time? Was there ever like one dude who like a reverse Muggsy Bogues?
Regular size guys, mini horses. That's the race I want to see.
Oh my God. That, I don't know. You can have Isaac cut that out if you want to save that idea for yourself.
There's got to be mini horse races.
Save it. Just put it in the world. Let somebody do it.
I think that's your retirement right there. I think you could.
And they play a trombone instead of a trumpet to start the game. It's a real Mr. Belvedere theme song.
I'm looking at a list here that says there was a 6'4" jockey once.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
He did that despite everyone telling him no. I'm going to jock, Mom.
He was using his own feet with the horse to run along with it.
Push him along.
He's like supercharging it. That's not fair.
Like an 8-year-old on a tricycle just kind of kicking it along.
Jeremy's over here going turbo. We can't have this.
Oh, it's funny. Jack Andrews, the 6'4" jockey.
That guy was either the coolest guy or the worst guy ever.
Oh, the other jockeys hated his fucking guts.
Of course.
You know that shit.
Every time he hit his head leaving the locker room, they laughed real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They filled his locker with string beans.
Do you think the Pink Panther is a nickname for a penis? Do we think that's where that came from?
I thought it was a diamond.
It's a diamond.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
You guys ever seen those movies?
Not really.
Not the Steve Martin ones. Oh, they're fun.
Oh, God. They're Peter Sellers, man. Pat, that's one thing Pat Jordan did do was sit me down and make me watch the Pink Panther movies. He didn't do it in a great way, but I'm glad that I did see him because they're
He didn't
fantastic.
Do it in a great way.
He just
you
like
know
forced
that this is
I don't want to get in. I don't want to get in.
No,
that.
No,
I don't
he didn't like
get
time
that.
Me.
I don't
want to. He just like made me sit and watch him when it was sunny and nice out when I wanted to go skate and he just got plowed while we watched the Pink Panther movies. Like it wasn't that
He's
bad.
He's busy taping newspapers over the windows. You watch Peter Sellers.
He's a chameleon.
Make sure they can't see anything.
I can still smell the cigarettes whenever I watch them.
Did Bam Margera ever play three roles in the same movie? Sit down. Sean Jordan, it's time for your third pick, bro.
Air Horse One.
Oh, there we go. Nice. He's back.
That's I like that.
He's back.
Fuck, I mean, Thumber's fun to say.
After the critical and box office flop that was Thumber, he comes back with Air Horse One and reminds America, nay the world.
Nay.
Nay
is
the
exactly
world.
Right.
Nay the world.
Nay the world.
Oh. Now you're saying picks again.
Nay the world, dude.
Air Horse One was the first one I thought of.
Are you doing like a Stars and Stripes motif with your jockey silks and your horse and your little horse blanket?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Maybe I even spray paint the horse. Just spray paint the flag on it.
Further, quote, you're spray painting the horse.
Nothing says you can't spray paint your horse. It's not going to slow it down.
No. I feel like OSHA, I mean, maybe.
PETA might have PETA. Something to say about it. They can have fun outside. They're not even allowed in, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but what are they going to have extra problems with horse racing? Like, once you're spray painting, then what are they, like, you know?
I'm toning it down a notch.
They're already beefing with horse racing.
Yeah.
Fair. They don't like it.
How does PETA feel about riding a horse just anywhere? Are they against that, too?
I always wonder if it's rude. Like, I was like, does the horse can't be stoked, you know?
No.
I remember I was in high school and I was plus 300 pounds.
You were like never in high school.
I was in high school, bro.
Stop.
I was at university, mate. I was in we went to Boy Scout camp. Maybe it was middle school, but either way, I weighed more than 300 pounds. And we did we had a horseback riding thing at Boy Scout camp. And I remember going up to the horse. And noticing the horse's mood change, or maybe it was just like.
Well, you had a gun.
He
started smoking a cigarette. Where it was just like all these little like 80-pound middle schoolers were like walking up to their horses, like day of adventure. And I walked up to this poor, fucking like the beefiest horse they had, just plus 300 pounds. Like,
do you remember the horse's name?
No, dude, I don't remember the horse's name. I remember the horse's demeanor.
The more you wrote it, demeanor it got.
Demeanor. Oh, come on.
There he is. He's back. He's back. He never left, ladies and gentlemen.
There'll be a Boca Raton next weekend.
He's going to be at the Laugh, Jort, all week long.
Boca Raton Laugh Jorts?
Is Air Horse One a takeoff on the president's plane or on the Nelly song about the shoe?
Much more than Nelly song. Is all where, right, you know, that was perfect. What was in the brain. Maybe I even have like some Air Force One jockey shoes, whatever jockey shoes are. Maybe I make those look like my forces.
Forces are pretty heavy.
They wear boots, right?
Well, look like boots, look like them. So like not actually wearing forces, but like, you know, jockey boots.
I think you'd have to paint the stirrups.
Yeah. I'll paint the stirrups. I'll probably have to dye the stirrups because I think that's where Murphy Lee is actually getting them colors.
Oh, he was dying.
Or wait, Kiwan. Who's getting them colors?
Kiwan,
where are you getting them colors? He's dying.
Well, you know what?
We're Kyle, you like this riff, right?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're talking about.
We're going to let you make sure if it's Kiwan or Murphy Lee during this short break that we're going into right now.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money. And provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, we're back. Hey, we're back on All Fantasy Everything, your favorite podcast. And we're having ourselves a time drafting racehorse names.
Thumber off the board.
Thumber's off the board. Sean just took Air Horse One, and it's time for my third pick, and I'm taking two loving lesbian mothers.
Dude, I bet you that. Oh my God. It'd be so fun to hear an announcer in the 60s be like,
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. I don't care if
I'll
wins.
Lose my job. I've been on the line before. I'll go on the line again.
A horse won. It's fine.
An unnatural horse won.
Two loving lesbian mothers. Do the loving lesbian mothers have a name for the headline?
What are you talking about?
No, that's the name of the horse.
I know, but no. I'm just asking, do the mothers have names by chance? I'm just throwing it out there.
Are we going, deep on this backstory of the horse?
Don't have to. I'm just wondering. That's it. I'm just wondering.
Yes. Sylvia and Gert. Gertie?
Short for
Gert.
Yogurt?
Yeah, short for yogurt.
Gert.
Y'all ever seen how they spell yogurt in fucking France?
I know I'm not gonna like it.
Yowert. There's no G in it. It's just yowert.
Listen, I'm grateful for the kissing and all that, but what the fuck are they doing over there?
I don't
know
what the fuck that... When you guys are in Montreal, go find yourself some yowert and see if it doesn't fucking ruin your
rules.
Day.
It's the best. The kissing is the best. Thank you for that. It rules. I love it.
You're welcome for that.
Big fan. Big fan.
I was thinking about you.
That means kissing existed devil. Until it finally got up to France. And like, what if we open our mouths a little bit? Like, how disgusting was the breath of that time until it got to some place that was employing mint on a regular basis? Like, what if we open our mouths a little bit? That'd be even hotter.
Test this thing out.
Yeah. You know, the French, they wanted it to be gross.
The first guy who did it, they had to have burned at the stake, and then they realized it was cool. Like, the first guy, whoa.
He attacked my mouth.
Yeah, what the fuck did you just do?
We should know that guy's name. Why don't we know that guy's name?
Because they killed him for his views.
Yeah, they erased him from the books, man.
Jeez, if you look in the Gnostic Gospels, there's Gospels that say Jesus was the first dude to French kiss.
Gnostic Gospels?
It's considered heretical.
Oh, it's not canonical. It's like the Apocrypha, right? That's what they talk about is Jesus French kissing.
Jesus invented French kissing.
It's just like him getting HJs and French kissing. Just like
he's
really
patent leather hand jobs and French kissing. It's
all
like
all the 10th grade stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you got to really go deeper.
That's what he was did. What, you know how he has those like 12 years or whatever and unaccounted for? That's what he was doing. He was, you know, French kissing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was tucking his wiener behind his legs and pissing backwards. He was doing like all sorts of crazy
you
stuff that no one had done
picks,
before.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
That's just hilarious. If you want people to remember you were at the party, then yeah.
He tucks his leg between his leg, a dick between his legs, pisses backwards and sort of scoots around. Like the piss is
like it's
propelling
him
forward. Yeah.
I'm a mermaid. Stop it, Jesus. That's not what mermaids do at all.
Have some more wine. You're fucking bumming me out.
Jesus went to college for 12 years. My man was a junior for a while.
Struggling.
And then got back into his dad's business once he got out. And then we know that
classic
story.
Classic.
He's throwing himself out.
Yeah. Got his head on straight.
Yeah, he had undiagnosed anxiety, and once he got a hold of that, he started to really figure some things out.
Well, he tried to start a record label, but his dad shut it down. Yeah. It's like the Murdochs.
Well, he tried to sign the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, but like everything fell apart. He was in there early.
Yeah. No, he discovered Nelly, but the deal went through.
No, he has a producer credit on Suit, but not on Sweat.
Which, what a slap in the face.
Yeah,
Sweat's the one you want. That's the credit.
Kyle, you have two picks. We have 15 minutes and you have two picks.
Oh, I got, these are my last two? Or I okay. I don't know if this one makes sense.
It's like, not like the others.
Well, I don't know what it is. Well, because I don't, what's a sea biscuit?
I don't know, a horse name?
Because I was like, well, like a little like treat from the ocean.
Oh, that makes sense.
Could be.
So I went.
I think it's fish poop.
Is it?
I don't know. Like,
okay, my horse name is Gallop Scallop.
Stank, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's perfect. It doesn't need to mean anything.
Gallop Scallop, man. Who's not betting on Gallop Scallop?
Gallop Scallop.
Like a, sea biscuit made me think of a scallop.
Yeah.
And then a Gallop Scallop as the horse goes scallop. Back to the horses then. It's a serpentine naming system. Sea biscuit would be a scallop back into a horse, Gallop Scallop. That's my thought process.
We can all see the evolution there.
Yeah.
Like I a can't roadie. That much, but like a roadie.
It sounds like a Gallop Scallop sounds like a euphemism for like a genital wart.
Just if you really want to drop it in at lunch. Yeah, I got a couple Gallop Scallops.
I think it's when an ultra marathon runner just has to shit during the race.
Dude, there's so many stories about people
shitting
their
pants. I
thought
it was when the horse was rubbing your thighs raw and you get a little blister.
You get a Gallop Scallop.
People who, they don't train for a marathon properly and they'll like a mile before the finish line, they'll all crap their shorts. It happens all the time. It's such a bummer to think about. Like getting 25 miles in and just pooping your pants because you just did it a little bit wrong.
How can you train in such a way?
Yeah.
I think it's people that overestimate the. So you sprint a lot towards the end. Pardon if I sound like a moron to somebody who runs a lot, but I did a half. And so they told us about this when we were training. But you, if you sprint too much at the end and you're not ready for it, then that's when people like pass out and shit their pants and stuff.
In that order? Just,
a lot of times, or, you know, at the same time or what, like it. Yeah, it's wild. And you just ran 25 miles, like you basically did it, but then to fall and pass out and poop your pants.
Really?
Just, that was such a bummer.
I got to find that compilation on YouTube.
It's on there.
Like, you know, oh, it's on there.
That'll pick me up on a down day for sure.
Yeah. Sounds intense.
Because you're going to tell people you ran a marathon. Do you bring up the I shit myself or do you like leave that out?
I would.
I want to see them like the last mile going, well, I got to finish. Like after they're revived.
I think that's cooler. Yeah. If you pooped your pants and then you still did it, that means, that's more motivation.
Imagine, but we've all just, we've all walked with like a little bit of poop. Now run with all the poop.
I rode 25 miles on the bus and crapped my pants right before I got off and went into work. So that's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. So I painted the whole deck. It's crazy. This whole thing. I did it.
Which is a term for shitting your pants now.
What'd you do? I painted the whole deck. I got to take the day.
Painted the deck. Got to go home early.
Yeah. Two coats, a little bit of primer. I'm going to need to go home and wash the deck off.
I told you about that time I shit myself. I got food poisoning and like it hit while I was walking home over the Hawthorne Bridge. I was in the middle of the Hawthorne Bridge in Portland and like it was one of those like, sir, the torpedo has locked onto our submarine moments where it's like battle stations now. And I shit myself a little bit, just a little bit. And then I was like, I have to find the closest bathroom.
Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger. Oh, yeah. It was the Jolly Roger. Oh, I told this recently, and there was no door on the stall. So I just had to shit in there, hoping no one walked in.
If they walk in, what are they going to do?
With shitty pants already.
You got to say hello. You got to be the first one to say hello.
You got
to
open it. You got to, hey, man, I'm shitting myself in here.
Put the onus on them.
Hey, pal.
Welcome.
Hey, pal.
Hey, pal. This is what kind of bathroom this is right now. It won't be in a minute. But right now, this is this kind of bathroom. So
you're
at
the Jolly Roger, you know?
If you're good with that, I'm good with that. If you want to hold it and pee later, that's also cool.
Just tell him to pee in between my legs and get the streaks off.
Spider pee, bro. Gallop Scallop and your fourth pick.
Fourth pick, Jello Toes. I wasn't really thinking.
No, it doesn't matter.
Horse names.
No, these are things I'm going to call Shane, man. He's not even to know. I'm going to call him before he listens to this. I'll be like, "What's that? Whatever, Jello Toast." He's going to think I made it up.
He's got expensive feet, dude.
Who, Jello Toast?
He doesn't just whip those out for anybody anymore.
Oh, Shane, yeah, you little tootsie, you little foot freaks.
Yeah. Oh,
here's my piggies for you, little foot sluts. You stop doing that.
Shudder.
Single-digit hours so in the morning. Here you go, you little toe whores.
Flintstone feet.
Dude, that got me every time.
Bear claws hanging out.
Jello toes. It's time for my fourth pick. I'm taking Ricky Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice one.
I just like, it just sounds fast. If I was looking at a betting sheet and I saw Ricky Christmas on there, I might lay some money down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give to that cause.
Yeah. Ricky Christmas, dude. Ricky Christmas wears a red leather jacket, baby.
Yeah. It's got the hard CKs in there.
He's going hard in the paddock. Like, you see him when they're walking him out and you're like, oh, that guy's got it.
Oh, yeah. He has champagne Christmas. No matter what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Happy Gilmore. I'll take my big check even though I got sixth.
Just wearing a wreath. He's always wearing a wreath. It doesn't matter. It's a Christmas wreath. So it doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with the race.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to take that wreath off to put the other wreath on him.
Yeah.
Just switch your wreaths out, Ricky.
Ricky Christmas. Sean Jordan, time for your fourth pick.
Another one, just fun to say, getaway sticks. I was like saying getaway sticks. Yeah. Like calling legs getaway sticks. I feel like it's kind of like under the radar for a fun little slang term, but it should be fun. Call a horse getaway sticks.
I dig it.
I like it.
Good. Cool.
I thought you'd froze.
No, I'm here.
Just making me sit in it again.
Backlit to all get out.
That blunt hole, you see. Blunt hole. We used to call bunt cakes blunt cakes. That's why I said the blunt hole.
How'd you guys figure that out? What was the process that led to that?
Often in the era of smoking blunts, did bunt cakes come into play also?
Yeah, that's my question. How many? Were there a lot?
I got real specific munchies.
How often were you guys talking about bunt cakes in your group of skateboard friends?
Mikey worked at Quiznos, and we'd always go in and get free sandwiches and bunt cakes, and Adam would call them blunt cakes. Wait, so there you go.
I didn't even know Quiznos had blunt cakes.
There was bunt cakes at Quiznos?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
I mean, this is 20 years ago.
We were probably around.
Yeah, I've been to Quiznos.
Don't talk to us like we weren't going to Quiznos 20 years ago.
I wasn't, to be honest. 20 years ago, Quiznos was a little steep for the budget.
Yeah, Quiznos was spending.
Do you remember their Batch 81 sauce, that hot barbecue sauce they had?
I remember everything about Quiznos.
You don't, clearly.
Except for the bunt cakes.
You're forgetting the blunt cakes and the Batch 81.
I remember the Batch 81. Don't talk to me. I remember the Batch 81. I love fucking Quiznos. Putting a sandwich in a car wash? I love innovative.
Get Dana Gordon on the phone.
Sounds like you're saying Bad Shady One, and I thought, like, that's a good name.
That's a
Bad
good
Shady
one.
One,
dude. Yeah, Bad Shady One.
Eminem, author of David's favorite hip-hop lyric.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they call it window pane.
Not the window, sorry, leaving. What is it? I wish I could remember what the lyric was before that David likes so much. Because it rhymes with, I guess that's why they call it window pane. I digress.
David's a big Eminem fan.
You show me your tattoo real quick, David? Maybe I can read it still. No? All right.
David, time for your fourth and then your final picks.
My wife is leaving me. Just because that's a funny thing to hear somebody yell a lot.
My wife is leaving me in the fourth lane.
Yeah. But he's like yelling.
My wife is leaving me the show.
My wife is leaving me by a mile.
It's also a good reason to buy a racehorse.
I think that's the main reason, really.
Yeah.
How much is a horse?
I think it's a lot, man.
I think there's a sliding scale there.
Because you got to get in like the right family and stuff, right? Like they got pedigrees. And then my last one was just Smokestack Lightning, just because that sounds cool and fast.
Another dank one.
Ooh.
Exactly. The great Howlin' Wolf song.
The great Howlin' Wolf song. Is it Howlin' Wolf or Helen Wolf?
Howlin'.
Oh, Howlin'. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Howlin' Wolf or Virginia Wolf? I don't know.
Is it Virginia Wolf? That song by the song's by Virginia Wolf.
Yeah.
Howlin's her Howlin's her nickname.
Howlin' Virginia Wolf.
Old Howlin' Virginia Wolf.
Old Howlin' Virginia Wolf.
She would never shut the fuck up.
Who's afraid of Howlin' Wolf? We know that.
Scott, Howlin', and Virginia Wolf, the Wolf family. Oh,
Scott and Virginia.
The nepotism.
This is
how it is. Oh, yeah. It's class. It's constant.
Sean, time for your final pick.
Doc Holliday.
Oh, oh, like, yay!
Yeah. Winnie, 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 Winnie.
So you have a horse where the announcer is going to do kind of a heavy sigh before he says it.
Yeah, that's right.
And coming up from behind, Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday. Two loving lesbian mothers. Right behind
my
Doc
wife is leaving.
You know what? I quit.
Man,
this sport used to be about the horses, man.
You can read the results on your own. I'm not doing this anymore.
I don't know, let AI do it. I don't care.
It would be so fun to hear all these names in an actual race. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could do that. Anyway, Doc Holliday, as it were.
My final pick, complicated feelings about Michael Jackson.
This is really unraveling towards the last round, isn't it?
Everyone's letting it ride. We got 3 minutes left.
I think a lot of people have complicated feelings about Michael Jackson and his music. You know what I mean? They don't really know. Like, what am I supposed to never listen to it? What am I doing? What if it comes on in a wedding? Can I have a good time? I think it's a universal feeling.
How many kids would you trade to keep listening to Thriller?
What's the number? People have a number. People have a number. And it's for a lot of people. I mean, I'm not going to get into it.
Some people got a pretty low number.
I think there's a lot of time between horse races, and having a horse named Complicated Feelings About Michael Jackson would elicit some conversations that would make that time fly by.
And that's why we cut people off from mint juleps.
That's like, right. Yeah. Guys, yeah, yeah.
Too many to keep talking about this. You guys quit talking about that. I'll give you another julep.
Any connection to the Jewish faith, the mint julep? No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's spelled with a J-E-W.
That would be a slur. I feel like.
Jewish tulips. They're julep.
Jewish tulips.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
This is my last one.
Yeah, and then we're going to do six more.
Okay, great. Well, just to add to the difficult last round, is there a Mrs. Ed?
He stops dead on the track and goes, there used to be. So we went to Santa Cruz. We went to wine country. And
Now she's a Mrs. Biscuit.
On Monday there is, but it's Saturday, baby. What's your name?
Not at the Derby. Listen, there's a lot of Mrs. Eds out there.
To recap, I'm gonna try to do it in the style of a horse race. All right, here we go. The order was David, Sean, Ian, Kyle. And we're off. Taking an early lead is Chili Willy Snowflake. Chili Willy Snowflake by a head and a half. And then we got One Chance Fancy. One Chance Camp Fancy coming up from behind. And the Pink Panther. The Pink Panther is gaining on One Chance Fancy. The Pink Panther coming up from behind. And then we have My Wife Is Leaving Me. My Wife Is Leaving Me. Three lengths back. My Wife Is Leaving Me. And then Smokestack Lightning. Smoke to Slack Lightning. Slow getting out of the gate, Smokestack Lightning. But doing the best I can. It is early in the morning. The main event is overtaking Smokestack Lightning. Now the main event. Ahead by a head and a half. Two head. Thumber. Thumber, it's a silly name for a horse. It's a silly word to say. The man did not know how to spell the word thunder. But Thumber is on the track. Air Horse 1 coming up from behind now. Air Horse 1. Air Horse 1 gaining on Thumber. Air Horse 1 by head. Two heads. Three heads and a half. It's going to be hard to catch Air Horse 1. Air Horse 1, but Getaway Sticks is hell-bent on doing it. Getaway Sticks moving quick the last half mile. Doc Holliday dead. Doc Holliday died at the gate. Did not ever make it out of the gates. Doc Holliday. Unfortunately passed away right at the gates, but Rhonda is smoking an unfiltered American Spirit cigarette now. bothering somebody in the stands trying to get their gin and tonic. Mondo Dookie. Mondo Dookie is taking a giant shit on the track. Mondo Dookie. The poop just keeps coming out, followed by two lesbian mothers. Two lesbian mothers now leading the race. And Ricky Christmas is complicated feelings about Michael Jackson and Ricky Christmas. Trading first place. And then Dwarf Rocket and Speed Beef have neck and neck. It's Dwarf Rocket and Speed Beef and the Gallop Scallop Jello Toast. And Is There a Mrs. Ed? That's so many horses. Is There a Mrs. Ed? Gallop Scallop coming down to the very last 10 yards. Jello Toast. It's and Is There a Mrs. Ed by a mile? Is There a Mrs. Ed by a nose or something?
Good job.
I tried. You know what?
My picks all sound like drug dealers.
Got a lot of them.
Oh, that was sick. Jello Toast. Yeah, I'm going to go over to Jello Toast and get way too much Molly.
Dude, Jello Toast. I used to buy weed from Jello Toast, and it was just weed. You didn't get to fucking pick what kind.
Yeah, they just gave you the weed they had.
Yeah. Those are our racehorse names.
Oh, man.
We want to hear yours. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Slackity, the AFE subreddit. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to super producer Isaac Lee.
Oh, you are an absolute stallion.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, shout out to the AFE fan who brought his girlfriend to the show in Toronto, who was like, or maybe his wife, who was like, she's a cocaine dealer. Just right out in the open like that. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.